The town of Collingwood is closing in on finalizing its pollinator protection plan and, once approved, it would make Collingwood the third municipality in Canada with such a plan on the books. During the February 5 committee of the whole meeting, the town's Director of Parks, Recreation and Culture, Dean Culver, and Jordan Phelps of Pollinator Partnership Canada presented the draft plan to councillors for the first time. The Pollinator Protection Plan outlines the important role that pollinators have in the production of the food we eat as well as threats causing their population to decline, wrote Wendy Martin, manager of parks, in her report to councillors. The plan is one step towards mitigating the issue of biodiversity loss in the fight against climate change. The draft plan includes education on pollinators for municipal staff and educational resources for residents. They will work to set habitat standards for new developments, restore large habitat spaces wherever possible and create demonstrator pollinator-friendly gardens. Pollinator-friendly gardens will be planted on town boulevards. The town intends to revisit the property standards bylaw to make sure residents with pollinator-friendly gardens on their private property don't face unreasonable barriers from the town in doing so. The town will minimize the use of insecticides and work to control invasive species. They will also reach out to the County of Simcoe to discuss the importance of delaying spring yard waste collection. Pollinators are essential in ensuring the continuation of plant populations that sequester carbon from the atmosphere into the woody stems, roots, and bulbs. There are an estimated 350,000 species of pollinators worldwide, including bees, butterflies, moths, flies, beetles, wasps, birds, bats, and many more animal groups. Pollinator species at risk in Ontario include the yellow-banded bumblebee, the monarch butterfly, the rusty-patched bumblebee and the gypsy cuckoo bumblebee. The town of Collingwood first declared a climate crisis in October 2019. A volunteer group called Pollinate Collingwood formed in 2019. Their work has resulted in more than 35 pollinator-friendly gardens being built around town and the certification of Collingwood as a bee city in 2021. Work on the Pollinator Protection Plan started in 2022 by Pollinator Partnership Canada, working with the town, Pollinate Collingwood and members of the public consulted through a survey and public meeting last year. The development of the Pollinator Protection Plan was funded through a donation from Julie DiLorenzo, although the donation amount has not been disclosed publicly by the town. If approved, the plan would be the third of its kind in Canada, after Toronto and Montreal. During discussion, Mayor Yvonne Hamlin spoke about the influence of Pollinate Collingwood. "It's a good example of how a small group of committed residents can achieve anything," said Hamlin. "Their work has led us to where we are today." Councillors voted unanimously in favour of adopting the new plan. Count. Steve Perry was absent. The decision will need to be ratified at the next meeting of council before going into effect. Staff said during Monday's meeting that the plan will be implemented over time, with future action items worked into the park's operating budget annually. Larger projects will be brought forward during future budget deliberations. To read the full draft plan, click here.